You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
8 minutes after 11 Central African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning on the bliss of marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. My beloved Fadilatul Ustad who's with me this morning, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. We welcome our engineer, of course, Brother Lekolo, and let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. 084-786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number. You can, inshallah, send us a normal message as well to the international overseas countries, +2 784-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved, respected Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah, on our program. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, jazakallah khairan, Mawlana Rafat. We thank our engineer, Brother Lekolo, as well.
Ustad, let's go into the student of Deen. Of course, she's only 23 years old who will be getting married, inshallah, in 2 weeks' time. She wants some advice from Mufti Sahab. What's the best way to build that bond and to build that ta'aluk with my husband, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I respond, my mother and sister and brothers, that those of you, your daughter, your son, grandchildren getting married, alhamdulillah, Mawlana Arafat has a program every Fridays between 10 and 10:30 in the morning, so wherein they make announcements of all the nikahs. So those of you, your children getting married this week, next week, send them in the invitation card, and inshallah, Mawlana Arafat will then announce it accordingly, inshallah al-Aziz. A very good question. 2 weeks' time, you are getting married. Now what? MashaAllah. Then I know what will happen. You will go for a holiday somewhere. People call it honeymoon. So the Muslims, they call it holiday. Going to Mauritius, Malaysia, Maldives, all the M's. And now newly married, another M there. And then you come to the real world. The world of commitment. The world of emotions. The world of mother-in-law, father-in-law. So what must you do? These are 10 recipes. I call it recipes when we address the women, 10 prescriptions when we address the men. Now, when you get from now till you get married, this is not part of the 10 will come just now. So from now till you get married, daily 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, let this marriage be successful. And Ya Allah, let us remain chaste forever. Ya Allah, give us love, understanding, compassion, sympathy, empathy. Read both of you from now 2 rakat salat daily. And your whole life you should be reading it. Make it a ma'mool, a routine. And read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hamlana min azwajina wa dhurri. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. From today start the Asma'ul Husna, the 199 names of Almighty Allah. And in that way, Almighty Allah will bring about the Mahabbah and the love. Now let's give you the 10 steps. On the wedding night, number one, you're going to read Salat. Husband in front and wife behind the husband. Husband, you give the iqamat and then you read the salat. When you're alone with your wife after Isha, midnight, whenever, before you sleep and so forth. So the hadith is mentioned in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. You read short surahs. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. After surah Fatiha in both rakats, alhamdulillah, one. Two, you husband, you give your wife a gift, Laylatul Zifaf, on the wedding night. And remember, 50 rand, 100 rand, $50, $100, chocolate, sweet, whatever you want to, that is halal and tayyiba. The hadith in Musnad Ahmed, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave milk to Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Third one, take water and sprinkle on your wife's forehead, and she must do the same for you, O husband. Hadith in Musannaf Abdul Razak. اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما فيها، وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما فيها. يا الله, this is my wife. يا الله, whatever good quality she has, let her share it. Whatever weaknesses she has, يا الله, protect her and protect me. Beautiful, powerful du'as. Thereafter, now, you husband, wife, you're going to sleep. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Bismillahi jannibna wa jannibi shaitan ma zaktana. Ya Allah, you protect us. Jannibna shaitan wa jannibi shaitan ma zaktana. Let the shaitan go far, far away and protect our progeny, children, from the shaitan. 4. 5. Make salam to one another. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. Make salam, make salam. Allah, will you give your wife a house, she will make it a home. You give your wife groceries, she will make food for you. And remember, today the enemies of Islam want to say that gender equality. Islam says women have certain qualities, they even beat and excel the men as well. So number 5, 6 now, you must now smile with one another. لا تحقرن من المعروف ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. When you smile, smiling is contagious. It will bring about love and unity. So there hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Number 7, that you must, inshallah, give gifts to one another. Hadith in Bayhaqi. Tahaddaw tahabbu. Give gifts to one another. It will bring about love and remove the malice, rancor, hatred. Fa innal hadiyata tuthibu dhugha. In 7. 8, you share the same utensils. Oh, husband, wife, eat in the same plate. Share the same glass, share the same cup. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that. What Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha wa ana ha'idun whilst I was in menses. So that is number 8, hadith in Sunan Nasai. 9, keep an affectionate name. Daraqutni, Ya Humaira, oh you, the one with the red complexion. Oh darling, oh poppy, oh sweetheart. So whatever you love, and in that way, mashallah, husband for the wife and wife for the husband. And number 10, what we mentioned already, together, oh husband, wife, make dua. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, bring ulfa, muhabba, love within our hearts. Tilka ashadun kamila. These are the 10 recipes, inshallah. Allah bless you, oh husband, oh wife.
Somebody says, Ustad, my husband goes to shooting for a shooting range every weekend. He is a very violent person. I am afraid he may use his weapon on us. Can I stop him from going to the shooting range and change it to spending more time with us? I do understand, Ustad, the country we live in and our protection is important. What should I do, Ustad?
You must remember that your husband maybe will tell you that he's doing it for your protection and the children's protection. So all of you should be reading, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So tell him that there is a goal. You must bring it up as a news item or when he's in a good mood and alone. Oh honey, oh darling, do you know there is an amnesty regarding the guns? So if you want to hand in your gun and so forth, you read in the news or you receive the message or whatever you, then you see what is his reaction and so forth. And if he really wants to keep his gun and it is licensed, then it is fine. Then you speak to him about being a temperamental or violent person. Allah forbid, if he's assaulting you, hitting you, then you must go straight to the police and then lay a claim and say he's not fit to have a gun, because they will use it against people who are innocent, maybe the family also. So there are many options, but first start off very diplomatically and don't take drastic measures immediately.
Subhanallah. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that I lost my child in a car accident. It's a pain I can never ever get over and don't ever want to go through this experience ever again. My hubby wants another child, Ustad. How do I explain my feelings to him, Ustad?
Remember, it is three-way situation. We all have to die sooner or later. It is very, very difficult for a mother to lose an apple of her eye. And remember, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8 years old. And therefore, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the lady who lost her child, Inna sabra in the sadmatil ula. Verily, sabr and that restraint, you have to practice that when initially, because initially it is the pain and so forth. After 5-10 years, you will still feel hurt and sad, but remember, with the passage of time, the impact will not be so much. So the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, so this is the time for sabr. So your husband should also be there with you and giving sabr, but you have to also fulfill his rights. So now after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, he says, let us start again and try for another child. So obviously that's right what your husband is saying. You have to look at the future. You cannot live in the past. And Almighty Allah will give you a ni'mal badal. Allah will give you someone better, inshallah. Now, that son of yours, that daughter of yours who passed away in an accident, remember they are shaheed, they are martyrs. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, that son, that daughter of yours will intercede for you. So yes, very difficult in this world, but a blessing in disguise in the year after. So that is regarding the marhum child, the child who passed away. Now you have to look at the future and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. What did Almighty Allah tell us? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in Surah Anfal, and he says that Iya'lamillahu fi qulubikum khayra. Almighty Allah knows there is goodness in your heart, meaning you have iman, you have ikhlas, you have sincerity. Iya'lamillahu fi qulubikum khayra, yu'tikum khayran mimma ukhidha minkum. Allah will give you something better compared to that was taken away. Subhanallah. Your son, your daughter, the apple of your eye. But Allah says, if you have that sabr, that iman, that Islam, the tears of a mother, Allah Jalla Wala will grant you somebody better, something better. And wa yaghfir lakum, Allah will forgive you. Surah 8, chapter 8, and verse number 70. So my sister, that you exercise sabr, and don't say, why my son, why my daughter? Say, Ya Allah, you took away my son, my beloved daughter. Ya Allah, give us such a child that is qurrata a'yun, the coolness of our eyes. So in that way, you and your husband will bond again together. Marriage is a partnership. We share the sukh and we share the dukh together. We share the happiness together and we share the sadness together.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Ustada, I don't know if Ustada does recall, we every morning make dua on our program as Safina to Ilal Jannah for little baby Ubaydullah Adam. And the mom in the family just sent a message now, and they say that the doctor just called now, and he says that tomorrow is our final meeting, Mufti Saab. We have to give him a day or a date to remove the ventilator. Please, I don't know what to do as a mom. He's only 1.5 months old. He's a premature baby. Do we go ahead with it or not, Ustad?
Yes, what you should do from today to tomorrow, because you got till tomorrow, so read the following 3 du'as. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, our son Muhammad Ubaidullah, if life is better for him, give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if death is better, you give death. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Second one, you and your husband read, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Ya Allah, you let us select the best and you let us choose the best. And that's the second issue, the hadith in Tirmidhi, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Third one, make mashura with your family and so forth. I did it for my brother. You must remember, the doctor told me medically they cannot do anything. And I must give, you understand, the answer. So I said, no, you pull the plug, you pull the ventilator off. I am the head of the family. And we did it with Allah's help. There's no sin upon you. So don't think you are committing a sin or anything. So it will be permissible and totally acceptable in the Sharia.
Jazakum Allah khairan, Ustad, for that jawab. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, my hubby burned badly in a car accident, and I would like to remain anonymous. He looks like a monster, and I can't stand his sight and the smell coming from his skin. Full of pus all the time, Ustad. It's 8 years now. I fear my health. Can I leave him and remarry? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Your husband obviously did not ask for this. It was a case of an accident and is a trial and a test from Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And remember, he himself also must be going through so much difficulty and so forth. Now, obviously, you have a valid point. And the point is this, that you can't maybe even touch him, kiss him, let alone fulfilling conjugal rights and all these type of things here. So in a case like that, you have three options. My first option, which will be the best, that you say, Ya Allah, you brought this upon us, and I will stay with my hubby because he is my husband, and it is that through thick and thin, duk and suk, we stay together. It is your decree. That will be the afdal, the best thing to do. Second one is this, that you tell him that why don't you go for plastic surgery or some type of thing, you understood? Many people were burnt and so forth, but mashallah, over time, then they went for so many operations and so forth. Even if they did not recover 100%, at least 60-80% that they recovered, so at least then to live with him will become much more easier and it will facilitate matters. Third option will be, that you say that you want out of this marriage and you request a talaq and tell him you can't, it's untenable. So if he gives you talaq, then the marriage is finished. And if he does not give you talaq, you go to the ulama and you apply for a fasakh, annulment of marriage. So these are your three options. To stay in there and say, Ya Allah, you will reward me handsomely, the optimum reward in this world and the year after will be the maximum reward. Second one will be that encourage him to go for plastic surgery and so forth. And I'm sure that there are doctors who will assist in this regard as well. And third one is that if you really want to separate, then that is your choice. And obviously we don't encourage it, but that is one of the options available. You request a talaq or you go for a fasakh, annulment to your local ulama or the jamiat.
Ustad, what happens if a couple, they are married, this is from overseas, and the husband doesn't emphasize on sunnats, he doesn't worry about namaz, he only sits and watches TV. Ustad, what do I do?
In a case like that, obviously the husband is a very, very poor Muslim, poor not in material term, but as far as his commitment goes to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now he's sending the wrong signals to the children as well, that salat wa jamaat is not important, maybe he's reading salat at home, or for example, watching movies one way, busy with a cell phone and TV, and not worried about the sunnat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you, my sister, that now you can't walk away, that will not be the right thing to do, because you have children or a child from him. So the best thing is start ta'aleem in your house. You are in overseas, take Riyadu Salihin, and the book is written in Arabic by Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. You get translations of it if you don't know Arabic, and in that way there, inshallah, that will bring about the nur and the change in your house. But the consistency is the key. Every day it must be done, you, your husband, your children and so forth. And remember the words of Almighty Allah, the Murani words of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will have a great impact, and likewise the fada'il works of Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu barqadahu. You read that, inshallah, a change will come, and your du'as and your crying. So that is our advice in that instance there.
Somebody says, anonymous Ustad, Mufti Saab, respected Mufti Saab, I am 7 months pregnant. I love listening to the bliss of marriage. It guides me all along. My hubby calls me a glutton. Should I not eat for baby also? Please, Ustad, help me.
Remember, this is the time that your husband should be with you. Okay, sister, you love the Markaz Sahaba, you love to listen to the program on Sirius FM, mashallah, and you want some dua. So write down or make notes, mental notes. Number one, so that you don't have any mishap and so forth now at this stage, and that is a miscarriage. So read Surah 13, Surah Ra'ad, and that will be verse number 8. Surah 13, verse number 8. الله يعلم ما تحمل كل أنثى وما تغيد الأرحام وما تزداد. So you read Surah 13, verse number 8. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you alone know that what every lady is carrying and so forth. And O Almighty Allah, the expansion and extraction and contraction, expansion taking place, all that is in your knowledge, Ya Allah alone. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. And remember, everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. So the second thing you should do is that you should know and tell your husband, husband, come here. Let me read to you Surah Luqman. Make note of it. Surah Luqman, chapter 31. It is your baby, and you inserted the sperm semen, and Almighty Allah is a system. Just now you'll be giving birth, and so forth. So this is what Allah says. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We commanded you, children, child and children, you must do good unto your parents, respect them, love them, and do everything for them that is permissible. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهَنًا عَلَى وَهَنٍ. When the woman is pregnant, then she's going from one weakness to another. The feet are swelling up. She's finding difficulty in moving. She finds difficulty in reading salat, standing also. So many things, there will be all these tests for her. Surah 31, verse number 14. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us this. Chapter 31, verse 14. So that is a blessing. And you don't worry about him. You have to eat, you have to drink and everything. And then both of you, husband, wife, you should be reading Surah 37. The Surah 37, just after Surah Yasin, Surah Safat, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant us pious, pious children. And then the last one, now you know, next week, 2 weeks' time is your time to give birth. From now, start reading Surah 21, verse 30. Surah 21, verse 33. And that is in the 17th Jews, 17th Bara. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. That the skies and the heavens and the earth were stuck together. فَفَتَّقْنَاهُمَا. We separated it all, Almighty Allah teaches us. So yeah, the mother and the baby, the fetus are together. Allah Jalla Wala separates it. Your labor pains will become easy. Give out charity daily. Almighty Allah make it easy for you and your hubby, inshallah.
So the brother wants to know. Yeah, the brother says, Mufti Sahab, I know you're going to tell me it is haram. And I know you're going to tell me it is wrong in Islam. But I accept my fault. I do have a girlfriend. And now I don't ever want to commit haram. Yes, I want to marry her. But I don't want my wife to know. Can I marry her in secret? Just tell me yes or no.
No, brother. You can't do that. Mm. Remember that you want to keep her as a spare wheel is not permissible in Islam. So you must remember in Islam, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, A'alinun nikah. Announce the nikah. Waj'aluhu fil masajid. Perform the nikah in the masjid. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. That you can't perform nikah. The nikah is not valid except with the consent of the girl's father, the wali. And la nikaha illa bi shuhudin. That nikah is not valid without witnesses, two male witnesses. So what is all these ahadith I gave in Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif? Why? To show you a nikah is a public function. Everybody should come to know. Not that people take their behind, you know, cloak and dagger business. Secret, you take somebody's daughter, get married, have fun and games with her, hanky-panky business and all that, and treat her like a spare wheel. So it's haram, that not permissible.
084-786-3132. Somebody says, your ustad from overseas, Mufti Sahab, am I wrong to give this advice to my nieces? Choose to love each other even in those moments when you struggle to like each other. Love is a commitment, not a feeling. Sister from UK, Ustad.
Yes, all these type of things are from Western ideas and all that. Why you don't just give the Quranic verse? Mm. Tell them the Quran Kareem states, "An khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwaja," that Almighty Allah created for you from your own species and your own kind. And what Almighty Allah created? Your partners, your spouses. For Adam there's Eve, and for Eve there's Adam. We don't accept the non-Muslim system, satanic system of Adam and Steve and so forth, the same gender. Remember, people who believe in that and accept it, they're out of the fold of Islam, and they're murtad, and they must be killed, and capital punishment must be applicable to them. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, "Man baddala deenahu faqtulu." Whosoever changes their religion, certain things of Islam, you do reject it and you accept something else. So people like that, they must be liquidated. Capital punishment is applicable. And remember the death penalty. So min anfusikum azwaja litaskunu ilayha. First you get sukoon, you get peace, tranquility. That shahwatul batan, shahwatul farj, every normal human being has the lust and desire to fulfill. So now the private, you're fulfilling conjugal rights, and then you are hungry, your wife is cooking the food. So waja'ala baynakum mawadda. Then the love will come, and then the mercy will come. So look at how Almighty Allah has mentioned it. Alhamdulillah. That first you must remember is the sukoon, is the peace and tranquility. Then is the love, and then is the mercy and compassion. Chapter number 30, Surah to Rum, and verse number 21. So there Almighty Allah is teaching us. But who will take this lesson? Inna fi dhalika la ayatil liqawmi yatafakkaroon. Signs for those people who wonder, ponder, and reflect. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching. So instead of taking this Western quotations and so forth, rather take from Quran Sharif, rather take from the Ahadith Mubarakah, rather take from the fatawa and verdict of Sahaba. For example, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an used to say, when you get married, iltamisul ghina fin nikah. Then look for richness in nikah. So you are not so rich, you get rich, you get married, Allah Jalla wala will give you much more, because now you are taking good care of your wife and so forth.
The brother Ustad wants to know from South Africa. He says that there is a hadith where Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you know and if you find out the next day that your wife is not a virgin, then divorce her immediately. So in this case of my case, Mufti Saab, I'm in that same scenario. And of course, now I'm 2 months married. It's eating my conscience. Can I let go of Ustad?
First and foremost, to say the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam is not authentic hadith that. So you must remember that a woman can lose her virginity through a variety of reasons. And the way you are making it, you must remember that you are just assuming and presuming that definitely that the lady, in this case your wife, had an affair and slept with somebody. Sometimes these women, they ride bicycle, sometimes they do horses, sometimes, you know, they ride the horses, sometimes does that. So there can be multi reasons, but you just jumping to the conclusion that yes, that she's not a virgin because somebody already, you understand, slept with her and so forth. So that is a wrong assumption. You must remember that. So my advice to you, do not concoct things and all that of Sharia for your own hidden agenda and so forth. So the shaitan, he wants to destroy you and your wife and your marriage. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. How you know your wife wasn't a virgin? Didn't you try it before also? So الْخَبِيثَاتُ لِلْخَبِيثِينَ. So if you know, it means that 99% that you also did all these actions before time. So therefore, you must remember, don't cast stones when you yourself are guilty. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah 24, verse number 26, wherein Almighty Allah says, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, for the impure wife, lady, will be the impure man. So don't complain then. You also were busy parking here and there, you know, playing golf in different places. So therefore, brother, remember, both of you forgive one another and go on with life.
Allahu Akbar. Beautiful answer, Ustad. Ustad, there's a concerned father who's listening to the program right now, and he wants your sincere advice. He says, Ustad, my daughter is pregnant and her husband ran away with another woman. He says, to my daughter that she is fat and she's ugly, and he will return after the baby is born. The father wants to know, Ustad, what's your advice on this? Can he do this to my child, to my only daughter? Ustad.
Remember that in your question you said we must give you sincere advice. That's exactly the words of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. What is deen? What is Islam? People translate it as advice. It's incomplete translation. Nasiha means sincere advice from the heart, Muslim Sharif's hadith. So you must remember, if that's exactly what happened as you sent in the message. So your daughter, only daughter, got married to ABC. Now she is pregnant, and he, the husband, he buzzes off and is gone away with his secretary, girlfriend, and what have you. And he says he will come back that after she gives birth and so forth. So best for he, for you there and your daughter, that you go to the ulama and you apply for a fasakh and annulment of the marriage, and say that this person here is khabir. He's impure, immoral. That tomorrow he will sleep with your daughter as he thinks, and then he might impact her, affect her with AIDS or sexually transmitted diseases. And at this juncture where she's pregnant, instead of giving her support, he wants to go and gratify and satisfy himself in a haram manner. So what goodness there is in giving such a person our daughter? So rather you break it off and tell him that go, you go your way. And then you charge him the maximum amount for the child, all, and take him to court also. So you don't waste time with the Maulanas and Jamiats. We can't do anything. Everybody will just make GGGD. You take him straight to court and charge him the maximum amount, and say this is what he did. He ran away with another lady and so forth. So that will be the Sharia law in this case.
21 minutes to 12. I see Bai saying that's why they call you AK-47, Ustad. Very, very beautiful answer. Yes, 21 minutes to 12. Let us, inshallah, go for an interval. We're going to go for an interval. When we come back, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
You're listening to Markaz Sahaba online radio podcast.
18 minutes to 12. That's it. That is Markatu Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Ismail. Somebody wants to know, Ustad. See, what happens in this situation? Husband gives wife talaq, one talaq, right, Ustad? And after that, wife takes a qasam on the Quran that she will never ever go back to husband. And now they reconcile, Ustad. What happens to this oath? What's the masla on that, Ustad?
When the husband issued one talaq, so the talaq is valid, and thereafter, during the iddat period, the husband could take his wife back, and then there would not be tajdeedun nikah, meaning a fresh and new nikah required. And if they reconciled after the expiry of the iddat, then a new nikah has to be performed. But for all cases that the husband and wife now are reconciled, and now they're living as husband and wife, and he will have only two talaqs left for the future, because that was the first talaq according to the question. But she said after that first talaq, and took an oath on the Quran Sharif, she will never go back. Now what about that? So remember, a kafara, a penalty, is compulsory upon you, O sister, and the penalty will be 500 rand. 500 rand meaning that you give it to 10 poor Muslims, and that is 50 rand each. So those of you living overseas, so $3, $3.50 per person, per Muslim person who's poor, who is entitled to receive zakat money, so you give them that amount. So 500 rand, South African currency, and this is to teach you a lesson not to desecrate the noble and great name, majestic name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and therefore this is compulsory upon you. Your reconciliation, your marriage, everything is still valid, and the husband will have two talaqs only left for the future.
What's that anonymous sister? She says that she's not shy to say, and she says, respected Mufti Sahab, I am married now for 40 years now. Alhamdulillah, my first kid is on the way. What dua do I make for him or her to be born healthy? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Masha Allah, Mubarak. After 40 years, Allah Jalla wa Ala is giving you a child. Subhanallah. So what dua? The dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. He and his wife Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha. He and his wife Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha. First, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam was born to Sayyida Hajra. So what did he read? So both of you, you and your husband should read Surah 37. You know Surah Yasin? Surah 36, the next Surah. Surah Safat. And in the 23rd Supara. And that is verse 100, very easy. Rabbi habli mina salihin. Rabbi habli mina salihin. So read that abundantly, you and your husband. And then, mashallah, you read istighfar abundantly. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then you must read, inshallah, you give birth. You read the same dua Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam read. And that is Surah 14, Surah 14, verse 39. Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahab li alal kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. So you say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi, this is after the baby is born. All praise is due to Allah. Wahab li alal kibari. Ya Allah, in my old age, you bless me with a child and you take his or her name. So that is how you thank Almighty Allah for this great, great bounty. So mashallah, you and the husband, you must be over the moon and keep on reading this. Give out daily charity. Almighty Allah, make everything smooth. Ameen, and when Ameen. The time comes for you to give birth, from now start reading Surah chapter 21 in this 17th Supara, verse 30. So Almighty Allah makes the labor pains, everything easy, no complications and so forth. So Almighty Allah make it easy. Our du'as are with you.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad, we go to London, UK. Husband and wife got difference of opinion, Ustad, regarding for who to vote in the UK. And they say that, Mufti Saab, we are from London. Please guide us. We don't want our country to be like Zimbabwe, Ustad.
So you must remember that Zimbabwe, they got millions and billions, and now they've gone to zillions of dollars. People have to carry them in bags, you know. So anyway, we must remember that in a case like that, very good question. You know your elections are on the 12th of December there in UK. My sincere advice to every Muslim who is there in the UK, you should vote for the Labour, and Jeremy Corbyn is your man. Remember that we know that he's not a Muslim, but at least he speaks of justice. And you will see how the Jews are upset with him, how the Mushrikeen and idol worshippers are upset with him, because he's speaking against their apartheid policies in Palestine, how they're stealing more and more land, how the regime there in India have occupied Kashmir and they have destroyed the human rights of the Muslims. So remember, when you study him, you will find he seems to be a man of justice. So that is what you should do. Every Muslim should vote for the Labour Party there in the UK elections, and you need, inshallah, to vote this current government out of power, and that will show the world a lesson that what Muslim unity can do.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, Ustad, my mother is the root of all evil. She finds fault with my wife in every good she does for me. I can't stand this anymore. Although she's my mom, I feel like skipping the country. Will this be a good idea, Ustad?
Remember, to run away from the problem is never a solution. So what you have to do is three things. Number one is keep yourself and your wife separate. So meaning in one flat or one house or whatever. Keep your mother, you'll understand, in the outbuilding, or you must remember, in a separate granny flat or separate flat or house, or you and your wife move in there in the outbuilding and give your mummy the main house. So you just look at what can be done. But separation is the best in this case here. You have mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, they at one another's throats. She won't see no good in your wife, her daughter-in-law. And remember, you can't blame the wife for saying that we have to leave and so forth. So no, we will tell you that no, you should not leave. Whatever it is, remember, you have to take care of your wife. You have to take care of your mother as well. So daytime, you make khidmat of your mother. Nighttime, you serve your wife and your children. Third thing is this, even now, although your mother might be in the wrong, you as a son must still go. You don't impose upon your wife, but you should go there daily to her when she's living in a separate home and tell her, oh Ummi, that I want your du'as. Kiss her hand, take gifts and presents. Although she's a difficult person, remember, in that way, you will have no regret when she's no more. Then you will remember, this was my beloved mother. al-jannatu tahta qadamil ummahat. This is Islam. O husbands, treat your wives with love, equity and justice. Surah 4 verse 19. Wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. But remember your mother, and she is so special. Al-jannatu tahta qadamil ummahat. The words come in Mishkat Sharif, similar words, not exactly the same. And remember that Jannat lies beneath the feet of the mother. So therefore, running away is not an option, brother.
Subhanallah. Ustad, how do I build a relationship with my husband's child when my in-laws, they bicker and make fitna to the child about me? Ustad?
You must remember, the way I understand the question is, your husband was married previously, then his wife passed away, or he divorced her, and that marriage has a baby as a child, and now that is a stepchild. So remember that if you have your own children and you have the stepchild, so the love and all that will never be the same. But whatever you are doing for the stepchild is tabarru, is ihsan. You are doing a good favor. So you should ask yourself, sister, if you are doing for the love and pleasure of Allah, whatever they are bickering and making ribat, backbiting, you don't worry about that. And if you are doing for the sake of people, then you will worry about that. So that's a test of your character. That's a test of your sincerity. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Whenever you speak the truth, invite to the truth, there will be criticism, there will be negativity. So therefore, one another must exercise patience. So you and your husband first, you need to cement your relationship. You and your husband need to work out a strategy, mechanism, how to deal with the situation. These are your children. And that son there, that daughter is from his previous wife. So you need to win him over with a common strategy. And thereafter, both of you it together, and then the in-laws making their panchat and negative comments and so forth, so that must not bother you. You read Surah 29 verse 30, Surah chapter 29 verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Oh Allah Jalla wala, you assist me against the troublemakers.
Ustad, the listener says here, 27 days to go for 2020. So she wants to know, everyone is excited. My family also is excited, waiting for the new year 2020. We want to know from you, Ustad, which places can we take our children for holidays, Ustad?
A true Muslim does not get excited that the new year is starting. That is just the hype of the media. That is the hype of the Western culture. And then they all will assemble 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then they will make Happy New Year and New Year resolutions, and the wine and the dine and all the swine will flow and be eat. So I told you, on the 1st of January 2001, I was there at the Niagara Falls, cold as you can't believe, minus 18 degrees. And you just see all the bottles, all that alcohol lying there. We went daytime. They were partying that night, obviously. So you must remember, this is the Western culture. Muslim, wala asri. Almighty Allah takes an oath on time. Time is one of the biggest teachers. You got married. What will tell you it was the right decision or incorrect decision? Time. You bought a car, computer, cell phone. What will tell you it was a good decision or bad decision? Time. So time is al-muallimul kabir, the big, big teacher. Second one, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties of Almighty Allah, majority of the people, they squander it and they waste it. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. One is your health and one is your leisure time. So this holidays and leisure time, use it in the pleasure of Allah. Not go where the people are going, where they will not be reading salat, the music will be full blast, the bare hayai, immorality, immodesty will be at its peak, the ladies half three-quarter naked, and the men ogling at them and so forth. So from the start to the end, everything is cursed there by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you want to go different environment, different place. So fine, go to such places where there's less people and less activity, is much cheaper, all this type of thing. And you bond as a family. So because we don't don't spend quality time with our sons, our daughters, our wives. So that should be the aim. But today we want to go where the action is. So we want to see the more and more haram. Three things every Muslim must emphasize. Wherever you go, you can't be missing salat. Not one salat we must miss. Second one is this, that we must ensure we maintain our haya, our shame, our modesty. And third, don't do any action that will weaken our iman. Inna al-iman wal haya aqranau jami'a. Iman and faith and haya, shame and modesty are two partners together. Idha rufi'a ahaduhuma rufi'a al-akhir. When one disappears, then the other one also disappears. See the world today. No shame, no modesty. Even the non-Muslims complaining about this in so many places. So because this is the aim of secularism, this is the aim of the satanic secularism and democratic dispensation, to erode the iman and faith of people and to remove their shame and modesty. Everybody must be busy with the pornography. Everybody must be busy with boyfriend, girlfriend. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve have abortion upon abortion. So these are the so-called human rights, not worth the paper on which they are written.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Somebody says, yeah, Ustad, it's about 5 minutes left to terminate the program. My wife is a neg. How do I keep her quiet? Anonymous brother, Ustad.
If a woman don't speak, then she wouldn't be a woman, my brother. She has to speak. You must remember that. So see how Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave advices. Nabi alayhi salatu salam told the women that when I went for Mi'raj, I saw that hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that I saw most of the people there are women. So the women asked, Lima ya Rasulallah, why? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Takfurna al-ashir, you're ungrateful to your husbands, most of you. Watukthirna al-la'ana, and you curse people too much. So therefore, you need to explain to them this type of thing. Second, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us hadith in Abu Dawood ibn Majah, authentic hadith. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al mahdiyin. You must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. If you come now by my study, I will show you the book. It's right there in front. I was looking at it the other day. Akhbar Umar by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah. That the stories and information related to Sayyidina Umar, there's a subheading, Qissa to Umar wal-A'rabi, the incident of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and the Bedouin. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anu is sitting in his house. A Bedouin comes right by the door and takes a U-turn and walks away. Sayyidina Umar saw him, observed, and he sent somebody call that person. He was summoned there by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an Amir al-Mu'mineen. Brother, you came and now you walked away. Why? He said, just forget it, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Please let me go. Sayyidina Umar is Sayyidina Umar, a man of wisdom. So remember, he said, okay, you insisting. You see, Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen. I heard, that person is saying, I heard a few words with my wife and she had many paragraphs for me. She gave me such a tongue-lashing that I felt so hurt. I came here by you. I heard your wife shouting, screaming to you. So I said, what does Amirul Mu'mineen is going to help me? Both of us are in the same boat. So he went, that's why I walked away. Amirul Mu'mineen, the genius, smiled. Oh brother, let's discuss men to men. Who cooks your food? He said, my wife. Who looks after the children? Wife. Who cleans the house? Wife. Who, you know, stitches the clothing when it's torn and so forth? Wife. We add one in our time now. Who looks after our assets and money and what have you? So wife. So he said, Subhanallah. One lady and she has so many portfolios and responsibilities. So therefore, allow her to speak her mind occasionally. So in the home, she must be the queen. So you must speak. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, used to say, oh husband, you keep quiet when the wife speaks, speak, speak, and Allah will make you a waliullah. Allah will make you a waliullah. So that, don't say your wife is a nag. Say my wife is a sincere and a loving, caring, sharing person. And in that way, you will win your wife over and she will win your wallet over.
Subhanallah, 1 minute to 12 o'clock, the wallet, Ustad. Ustad, our rundown for throughout the day?
Inshallah, next up we have the news, 12 o'clock with Brother Yusuf Ali. Then 12 to 1, we have, mashallah, that our brother Alpha Sengosi for the current affairs. 1 o'clock, the Adhan, 5 past 1 to 1.05 to 1.30, my tafsir, Surah Balad, 1.30 to 2, inshallah, Surah Hajj from the archives. 2 to 3, Sheikh Zakaria, inshallah, in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 5.30, Brother Yusuf Ali, the afternoon drive show. And inshallah, 5.30 to 7, inshallah, Mona Khalid Yaqub from the Durban studio. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of today's tafsir and commentary of the Quran. 7.30 to 8, Mona Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 9 tonight, Maulana Bilal Katrada, our tech watch, inshallah. Wonderful lineup. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad, up next is the 12 o'clock news with handsome Yusuf Ali.